Most people in our world are just surviving. Learn how you can thrive. We're learning about four triumphant truths on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up next. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18. Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on this Lord's Day. We are honored that you took the time to tune into our program this morning. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, and he is the head. This is speaking of Jesus, is the context. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things, Jesus, he might have the preeminence. We are looking at this morning at four transforming, four powerful truths that will help us to be overcomers, to be victorious in our life. And we looked at this whole series. We looked at, first of all, coming to a position of faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then we looked at our manual for life, and that is understanding the Bible and reading the Bible and obeying the Bible. And then we looked at grace. Grace is the position which a Christian can grow and find help and strength in the times of need in their life. And now we want to look at the church. And the church is God's support group. God ordained the local church, the pillar and the ground of truth. Now we're talking about a Bible preaching truth, a church, a Bible preaching church. God ordained the church to support the believer. It's a pillar. A pillar holds up the roof. It holds up the structure. And the church is the pillar and the ground of truth. The Bible teaches us that Jesus is the head of the body, the church. We're looking at what Jesus loves profoundly here. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. So Christ places high priority on the local church. Now, what is a church? A church can mean widely different things to different people. Some people say, well, a church is more or less a community center. It's a community help. But more than just a community help, a church is a local visible assembly. The emphasis of the New Testament is the local church. And the local church is comprised of regenerate membership. Members of a local church are saved. They ought to be saved. They've come the way of the cross. They trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so they're saved and they're baptized. They're saved and they're baptized. Now, a local church is separate from the government, separate from the state. And the Bible says that Jesus is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, Colossians 1:18. Jesus is the direction giver. He's the leader of the local church. And the Bible says that Jesus literally purchased the church with his own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28 says, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." The local church is not mine. The local church is not yours. The local church belongs to Christ. And when we think of the local church and the future glorious church that will be assembled around Christ, we recognize that as a church, we are comprised of blood-washed believers who owe our allegiance to Jesus Christ. The local church uses Scripture as the sole authority in faith and practice. This church is the real thing. And though no church is perfect, you know, if you find a perfect church, don't join it because you'll wreck it. Though there's no perfect church, there is a perfect Savior. And we can have confidence knowing that we are a part of a Bible preaching, Bible believing New Testament pillar and ground of truth, Church of the Living God. We can be confident knowing that we're a part of God's support group to help us to live the Christian life. So let's think about the calling of the church. To trace the beginning of the church, we revisit the early moments of the ministry of Jesus. And the Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, that we find Jesus forming the local church. Now remember, a local church is a group of saved, baptized, called out from the world, called out believers. And we find that Jesus calls out his disciples. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him," Jesus. "And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father, and they followed him." They followed Jesus. Jesus calls individuals to leave the world and to follow him. And he calls out Peter and Andrew and James and John. And eventually he would call out all 12 disciples. The disciples were the first apostles. And they were the individuals that would really be the foundation for his future church. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 says, "And we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself, the chief cornerstone." So Christ is the foundation of the local church. And then we find the apostles, we find the prophets, the apostles are built upon that foundation. Even from the book of Genesis, the very beginning of the Bible, Christ the foundation. And then upon that, the prophets, upon that, the apostles, and then the future glorious church. We see Christ as that foundation. Christ is the center of all of it, and we find the wonderful foundation built by the Lord. And so Jesus commissioned his disciples to minister and gave them power to minister. We find not only the calling of the church, not only by invitation, but also by authority. Now, the institution of the church was not the idea of humanity. It was not my idea or man's idea. It was established by the direct authority of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 speaks of this. In verse 18, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Now, in verse 16, Peter makes a bold statement about the very deity and authority of Jesus Christ. It was in this very context that Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Now, there's an interesting note concerning the Greek word that Jesus used when he told Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church." The name Peter actually means rock. It comes from the Greek word Petros, and it refers to a large stone or a rock. By the Greek word, but the Greek word for this rock, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, when Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church," Jesus doesn't use the Greek word Petros. He uses the Greek word Petra, which means a cliff or a ledge or a projecting rock or a bedrock, a cornerstone. Jesus is essentially saying to Peter, "You are a rock, but on the truth that you just spoke," Peter had pronounced, he had professed that Christ, Jesus is the Christ. And here Jesus is saying, upon that very confession, Peter, that I am the Christ, I am the Son of God, I have authority, upon that bedrock, upon that cornerstone, I will build my church. You see, the church was not founded on Peter. The church was not founded on human authority, but the church was founded on God's authority. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Jesus is the founder of his church. He first invited and assembled the 12 apostles. By his authority, he organized the institution of the church. Christ is the bedrock. Christ is the cornerstone. Christ is the foundation. And then upon that, we find the apostles, and then we find our church today. Number two, let's think about the composition of the church. Now, the local church is not a location. It's not a building. We meet at 1720 Glasgow Street. The building is where we meet together, but the building is not the church. The local church is a living habitation of God's people. The Bible says in this, the Bible says 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God," which is the ground, the church, the pillar and the ground of truth. So the composition of the church is not a building, but it's the people. And it's called, it's composed of called out people, the word used often in our Bible to translate the word church is ecclesia, which means a called out assembly. There's an interesting trail of linguistic etymology in our English word church. It actually derives from the Greek word kyriakos. Kyriakos means belonging to the Lord. From kyriakos comes the Scottish word kirk, and from kirk we get our English word church. Thus, the church is a group of people belonging to the Lord. When we understand this truth, we should really view church differently. Church is not just organized religion. It's not just something we do on Sundays. Church is not a community center. Church is a group of called out people who belong to the Lord. First century Corinth was a city hardened by idolatry. Actually, the depths of depravity in the city of Corinth is is really inconceivable to us. They got houses of prostitution and lewd rituals that were part of their idol worship. Human life was expendable, as man could receive the death penalty for as much as losing a race. Paul entered that city and he preached the gospel, and people trusted Jesus as their savior. In the midst of a pagan, ungodly culture, God established a local church, not a social club, not a support group. God established a local church, a called out group of people directly connected to Jesus Christ through salvation and able to receive the power of God to live the Christian life. When Paul wrote a letter to the church at Corinth, he immediately identified this church as a group of called out people. He called them sanctified. He said in 1 Corinthians 1:2, "Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Jesus Christ, to them that are called out from the culture of Corinth unto Jesus Christ." The local church is comprised of people that have been called out from sin, called out from this world, called out from culture, and has been called to Jesus Christ through salvation. Now, the local church consists of called out people, but the local church consists of local assemblies. The church is not just a universal body of saved people. It is comprised of local assemblies. At Kitchener Baptist Church, we are a local assembly. And as early as Acts chapter 9, we see a multitude of churches established in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. Throughout the New Testament, we see letters written to local churches. The local church in Ephesus, the local church in Thessalonica, the local church at Colossae. In the book of Revelation, we find it's written to seven local churches. So we find in the New Testament the importance and the focus of the local church. Number three, let's close with this, the continuation of the Lord's church. How does the church continue today in 2019? Well, first of all, it continues through the commission given to us by Jesus. In Matthew chapter 28, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." The commission is the only reason the local church exists. The last command of Christ ought to be the church's first concern. And we are to preach the gospel not only to the Kitchener-Waterloo area, but we're to preach the gospel to the world. And so how do we do that? Well, we send out missionaries. We support missionaries, and they travel all over the known world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The local church is also designed to help the Christian to move forward. It's to help the Christian be established in the Word of God and to grow. The Bible says this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10, "He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." Jesus ascended into heaven to fill all things. He's the head of the church. He established the institution of the church and now seated at the right hand of God. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. These are gifts to the local church. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. When God looks at the local church, he sees an institution to help us to move forward, to exhort us, to convict us, to help us to grow in our Christian life. And God has given the church called men under shepherds, and as under shepherds, they are commanded to preach the word of God. They are to do the work of the ministry. The Bible says that we are to submit to them, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. The local church has men of God who are overseers. And God's plan is that through the local church, we would learn to grow. We would learn to be established in the Word of God. We would learn to move forward. And we would learn to depend on God in a greater capacity. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. God has a design. Marriage is God's design to raise children in truth. Deuteronomy chapter 6. The church is God's design to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to exhort his children in the truth. And it's amazing to me how many Christians are living the Christian life without the influence of a local church. It is impossible to do what God has called you to do. It is impossible to live the Christian life the way that God has designed it without the influence of the local church. God always works according to his plan, through his design. And it is insulting to God to think that you can live the Christian life without the pillar and ground of truth in your life. To place yourself under the authority of the local church and under the teaching and preaching of an under-shepherd is God's design. And it is important and it is imperative for your spiritual growth in your life. We're talking about four transforming, victorious truths, four triumphant truths. And we started off by coming to a place of faith, trusting God. They that please the Lord must first believe that he is. And so we must come to a position of faith. And then we must look to the Bible as our authority for our life. And then by God's grace, we see God's help in our life. Humble ourselves, and God will give us grace, the Bible says. And so as we humble ourselves before the Lord, God gives us grace and God gives us help to overcome and to find victory in our life. And then God has given us the local church, and the local church is not man's idea. It's God's idea to establish us and help us to grow and to help us to be godlike and to help us to be saturated with the word of God and to be under the authority of the man of God. This is God's plan for our life. Listen, friend, I hope you know Jesus as your Savior. The Bible's invitation is for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you recognize you're a sinner, that you've sinned against God, that you cannot save yourself, why not call upon the name of the Lord even today? Lord, I know I've sinned against you. Lord, I know that I cannot save myself. Would you please save me? Wash my sins away. If you've prayed a prayer like that from your heart, listen, the Bible says you're a Christian. Christ has moved into your life. You need to be a part of a local church. I highly exhort you to be a part of a church that preaches the word of God and stands upon the authority of God's word for our life. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths. I hope that you'll come this morning and join us 10:30 this morning for our service. We'd love to have you as our visitor. We'd love to share with you more wonderful timeless truths from the Word of God.
We're glad that you joined us for this week's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that stands on the preaching and power of the Word of God. We would love for you to worship the Lord with us. We meet on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m., and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. If you would like to send your prayer request to Timeless Truths, we would love to pray for you and with you. You can email your request to prayer@kitchenerbaptist.org, or you can reach us by mail at Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Once again, that is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. If you have been helped by this ministry, we would love to hear your story. Call us at 519-579-2236 or connect with us through our website at timelesstruths.ca. There you will find beneficial resources and hear more helpful messages from Pastor Jerry Burns. We hope that today's program has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for almost 10 years. If he can be of any spiritual help to you or your family, please let him know. Thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time when we open the Bible and discover God in His timeless truths.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. And whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith, anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your first weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets Friday nights at 7 p.m. at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. For more information, call Michael at 226-336-7680.